guys, welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. In today's episode, I want to talk about how to heal from a narcissistic abusive relationship. I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, asking me, can I make videos on talking about how to heal? And it's so crazy because you hear so many people out there talking about narcissistic abuse, but you either hear people just following a trend saying the same damn shit over and over again, or you see people just talking about the same thing over and over again about negative things about the narcissist, who a narcissist is, their personality disorder. And don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted, I talk about those things too. But then it came to like realize that we need to talk about, you know what I mean, things about ourselves. We need to talk about things on how to work on ourselves and take the focus off of them and put the focus inward on us. Because if we keep doing the same shit over and over and over again, y'all know already, I like to say temporary insanity. Because if you keep asking and begging for change, I want to heal, but then you keep waking up every day thinking about them and keep doing the same routine and pattern over and over and over again, then how can you heal? How can you move on? You can't, right? So my biggest thing is for you to, you know, learn how to take the focus off of them. I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, like I've been on my, you know, I'm not even gonna say I've been on, because I would say I have finally healed and truly been able to move on from my ex-narcissist, meaning there's no animosity, there's no anger, there's no harsh feelings, there's no, you know, regret, there's no, you know, if I speak to him about my daughter, I'm like getting agitated or want to argue with him. There's nothing. There's no emotions of me missing him, thinking about them. There is nothing. Nada. And it took me a little while for me to get there. You know, I was literally on my, like, took me 3 years, I would say, you know, and it feels amazing. But within those 3 years, I not only got over him, I was able to heal a lot of areas within inside of myself to move on from my past trauma from when I was a child, you know, my past pain and hurt from my parents and just so many other things. And this is what people don't fail to realize, and people don't realize, is that a lot of the traumas and a lot of the things that you are feeling, you know, from the narcissist has to do a lot to do with your past childhood trauma just as much as it's their past childhood trauma. Because the narcissist has a personality disorder and they are affected mentally and emotionally through that personality disorder from their childhood, from their upbringing, from their parents, just as much as you're traumatized. But there's just two types of trauma, right? Like literally us who experience narcissistic abuse are called empaths, right? We deal with our emotions differently. We deal with our traumas differently, where in the sense of we feel we went through what we went through as a child, and then we grew up being overly kind, being overly caring, being overly like protective, that whoever we experience, we just want to heal them. We just want to help them. We just want to love on them so they don't feel the neglect. They don't feel certain traumas and emotions that we felt as a child. So we like literally overgive. We overly care for people without boundaries, right? And a lot of this has to do with our childhood, right? And when you can work on healing those parts of in areas with inside of yourself is when you can truly stand in your truth, stand in, you know, understanding more of yourself and why you were the way you were, to accept and tolerate certain things with the narcissist. And this takes time, y'all. This takes work. This takes effort. But do you not think that you are worth it? If you are a man that's listening to this, do you not think that you are a king, that you deserve to be loved, that you deserve to be healed, that you deserve to feel amazing? Same thing with you. If you're a woman and you're listening to this, if you're a woman, you are a queen, you are a goddess, you are an empress. You know, you need to embody what that truly is by healing and understanding who God created you to be as you wake up this morning, like as you wake up this afternoon or whatever time it is. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, you have to embody who God created you to be. And talking about that is tip number one. And what this podcast is going to be is literally giving yourself to God under whatever religion you believe in. Give yourself truly to God. What does that mean? It means drowning in the if you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, grounding in the Bible, drowning in what God's words are and how powerful they are. It's like literally like the Bible's like affirmations. It's like you affirming who you truly are. You are affirming, you know, who God believes you to be. And it's the same thing, whatever religion you are out there, I'm pretty sure you have verses within whatever it is that you believe in that you can affirm the positive and amazing and beautiful words of those, you know, of that religion. And for me, I can only speak on me, right? I am a Christian. I literally became a born again Christian when everything happened with me and my ex narcissist. I gave my body to God. I stopped indulging in just, you know, sex to replace the way I felt, using that as a temporary fix. I removed that distraction to say, no, I am an empress. I am a goddess. I'm not going to give my body to just anybody. Not anybody deserves this beautiful body that I carry. And that allowed me to step in my empress and queen power to understand that I am love. I am worthy to be worshipped. I am worthy to be loved and cared for and respected because I respect my body, because I love my body, because I care for my body. So what do you think that that's going to show somebody else? That they can't step to me on any type of just any type of level. Nah, you have to come to me correct. You have to come to me in the sense of that you know that I am God's greatest creation. You know that I am an empress, that you know I am a queen. And as you keep indulging into who you truly are and who God created you to be, you will now see people step into you on a different type of level. Right? And if they're not stepping at you at that level yet, that just means that you still have work that you need to work on with inside of yourself and spending that time alone in solitude with God. See, I used to get it twisted all the time and think that I'm alone. You're never alone. God is always with you. You are always being guided. You are always being protected. Right? And when I started to, you know, believe in understanding God is always with me, I started to never feel alone. Yes, you miss the human contact of feeling held and you know, pampered and loved and cared for, but you can do all that yourself. If you were the only person on this earth, who else would you have to rely on? What do you think Jesus did when Jesus was inside of the desert and Jesus was walking alone? You think Jesus didn't feel alone, but Jesus relied on God's words. Jesus relied and leaned on to God. And this is what God is trying to do if you're in a place of solitude where God removes certain people outside of your life. You need to literally lean on to the Lord, lean on to understanding that God is with you, God is guiding you, that God loves you, and trust and believe. I know it's not easier said than done, because we all have that moment where we get distracted from those thoughts and from, you know, things that we see outside of ourselves that distract us. But that's why reading the Bible and just leaning into God's words will uplift you and make you feel powerful to understand that you are more powerful than you think. That thoughts are always going to come. Emotions are going to come. I always say thoughts and emotions are like friends that came to visit but didn't come to stay. And you have to ground yourself enough to know to not get attached to those thoughts and those emotions. That's what's going to allow you to keep standing in your power, is releasing and letting go. And that's the next video. That's the next podcast I'm going to talk about that helps me to move on, is the power of letting go. But this podcast is literally to remind you that when you pray, when you lean into the Lord, when you lean into God, whatever you believe in, I'm telling you, it will give you a sense of power within inside of yourself that you feel like nothing could come against you and break you because you lean into something more powerful than you can ever believe in, and understanding that you are backed up from something more powerful than any man, any woman, anyone who comes against you. That's why I love this scripture and I live by it. No weapons formed against me shall prosper, because there ain't nobody that can come against you and break you like how the narcissist came and broke you ever again, when you can lean into understanding, you know, who God is and who God created you to be. And you see, when I was with the narcissist, I didn't believe in God. I was an atheist. I didn't believe that there was nobody out there, you know, that can save me or love me or care for me. And that's what narcissist wants to break you down, to believe that they are the only person that can love you and treat you good and make you feel good. When that's a lie. That is a lie that the enemy comes to try to stray you away from God, to make you feel like you are alone. You are never alone. God is always with you. God loves you unconditionally. You are God's greatest creation. If you're listening to this, you're a man, you're a king. If you're listening to this, you're a woman, you're a queen. But you got to drown yourself into God's words. Drown yourself in understanding who God created you to be. Because there's so many people that died today. But you are, if you're listening to this podcast, you are alive for a reason. You are alive because you have purpose inside of you. You are alive because God is not through with what all the things that you have to offer to this world. That's how freaking special you are. So if you're listening to this podcast, I urge you, if you want to heal, if you want to move on from the narcissist, find who you are with God. Find God's words to give you strength. You know, if you don't believe in Christian or Catholic, but will find your religion that will uplift you. If you're not a believer in religion, then find the laws of attraction. Find, you know, spiritual meanings that will help. Find something that you can lean into to believe that is stronger than this one person who feels like they have so much power over you. And as you do that, I promise you, if you implement this on a daily basis, you will see change. You will see change in your thoughts. You will see change in the feeling, the emotion of power that you feel with inside yourself. You will see change. It all starts with one day at a time. It all starts with setting new routines. It all starts with setting new patterns for yourself. It all starts with you. It all starts with you making a move and saying, I want change. I want to do things differently, to heal, to wise up and rise up above the narcissist today. Stay tuned for all this next podcast, y'all, because I'm going to keep giving you guys the fire tips and tools and how to start your healing journey and how to move on and wise up and rise up above the narcissist today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, y'all. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, make sure you're subscribing to this podcast. Make sure you're going to check out all my other, you know, social media platforms, my TikTok, the Wise Up, Rise Up Narc TikTok. Go check out my Facebook. Go check out my Instagram, y'all. We are on the move to help more people to heal and move on from the narcissist, move on from toxic situations, to just become the best damn version yourself. Thanks so much for tuning in, y'all. And I'll talk to you guys again in another episode. Take care.